The Purple Project Podcast. This is Eddie Greer back for another edition of Triple P Daily Edition on Halloween Day, baby. October 31st, 2021. Happy Halloween once again to all K-State Nation and those who are outside of the K-State Nation. It's all about Kansas State Athletics, of course. Don't worry, I'll have my reaction to the TCU episode, and then probably most likely me and Alex will talk about that and plenty more coming up on the weekly edition. We'll be back this week, hopefully, will be game five tonight. But anyways, don't want to steer off that too much. I want to stir the circle back to the soccer team who ended their regular season back on Thursday with a 1-0 loss to Iowa State. How many times has this K-State team lost in that fashion? I have no idea. Obviously, Thursday night was a windy, chilly, and I mean chilly, evening for a soccer game. This was senior night for four ladies, that which included Brooklyn Enitz, the super senior. not that many times, but super senior, if you want to put it that way, on that. But no score. No score after the first half, and then K-State did have to win in the first half. Couldn't take advantage of some golden opportunities, and then Iowa State had to win. Obviously, you don't want to go against the win. And I could probably speak from experience. Obviously, not playing soccer, but other activities like running and football and baseball, where you don't want to run against the win. When running against the win sucks. Let's just put it that way. And K-State was up against it, and Iowa State had the win behind their backs and capitalized early in the second half, and that's all it took for Iowa State to squeak out a win at Muser Family Park against K-State there in this one. And then Mike DeBeanie said that I felt like with the win we should have been a lot more urgent and a lot more imposing. And then he goes on and says, quote, "I think the moment was just too much for them right now. This was our first match where we were playing for something. And you can see that they were frozen like, hey, ladies, we have a match right now. Can we start moving? I think the biggest takeaway from this game is what just said. We learned from playing a match that meant something and got us an opportunity to get somewhere. So they had an opportunity possibly to get even with the overall record that I had, wasn't we aware, you know, reading this prior to hitting the record button here for you guys. But apparently they're trying to get another game, maybe at least to a playoff game probably there, and that's a little bit surprising given the record. And no offense, but this has been the kind of the tail of the tape this year for the soccer team. Yes, they continue, and give kudos to Mike DeBean. They continue to make progress every single year, but again, you know, still you're on a losing record. You're still on the losing side of things here. They made some special strides this year, especially with Marissa Wetchel, Jr. She's going to be coming back. Obviously, big loss. You lose your leader in Enitz, but Marissa, well, just stepped up. She stepped up in a minor way. Not a minor way. Take that back. A big way for K-State soccer team this year. Something of note here. Ada Anderson had an opportunity, golden opportunity in the middle of the second half to even it up. Couldn't do it there as well. And I'm going to take a quote. Since this was senior night, I'm going to take a quote from Brooklyn Enitz and what she said. I know she talked about what she meant to this team, and also talked about the second half of this ball game, and also seeing her parents at every match. Obviously, emotional night for all those seniors out there, including Brooklyn herself. But I want to kind of circle around the first half comments, what she talked about. She said, "I think we didn't take advantage of the first half. We had the win. We had quite a few chances, but I don't think we played the best. I don't think this was our best game. This was the game where we needed to play our best. We needed to win or go home, and I think we let the opportunity slip by a little bit. It's disappointing. End quote. Yeah, so apparently, yeah, from that sucks from that point too, K-State Nation, that this team has made, once again, major strides this year. We're actually playing for something now. What they're playing for, I can't tell you that. Again, maybe that's my best guess. Maybe try to get a playoff game. If it was, most likely probably on the road, because their record was it underneath 500. They had a couple of ties this year and whatnot. And in the year, 6-10-2 on the season there, as well as you can see some of these photos from Senior Night from the K-State on the Twitter handle pages. Now that froze up a little bit. Anyways, moving on. But again, congratulations. We cannot go off this podcast without saying thank you to all the seniors for the K-State team, as well are named one of those. There's three more that I don't have on here. Let me go to the that is not what I want here on Halloween weekend. Let me see if I can get out of that here real quick. So I'm going to start that over here real quick as to get my pay. I'm going to talk at the same time here. Let's see what we have. Of course, we're going to do that. Let's see. This is not what I wanted here. Anyway, so let's see. Okay, yeah, here we go. So the girls that had points, tally to their name, Kenzie Gillespie for Kansas State. Kyler Goins, we call her name a bit this year. She had a shot. Kenzie Gillespie had a shot. Bailey Nemechek also had a shot. Let me see. Mercer Wetchel had two as well. No, she didn't. That was Joey Lujan, and you had on this list, Brooklyn, there she is. Enitz is on this list as well. So saves in this game, 7-5 Wildcats in this one as well. And Elena Rehrenmeier, she had a few saves in this one as well. And I believe the total save, yeah, she had three saves on the night as well. So, she kept her club in the game. This is probably like the fourth or fifth time that they've lost by this narrow margin, and it says because if they win those, if they convert at least half those games to wins, yeah, we could be, like Brooklyn and head coach DeBeanie said, yeah, we could be talking about this team playing some more soccer, but instead their season comes to close back on Thursday night, losing to Iowa State 1-0. But again, congratulations to the four seniors. I don't have my list in front of me. All I know is Brooklyn Enitz, for sure. And yeah, she is going to be dearly missed. I thought she was going to go on. Obviously, she's going to play for the women's league team in KC up over there. So that she's not going that far away from us, but I thought she was done after last year, but she decided to come back, and most of that was because of her fame of her parents being there at every game. So definitely she's going to be missed, but for all the seniors, definitely they all had hand in building this soccer project, and that should be give a stand and a round of applause for that as well. Of course, a lot's going on here as we are starting to really close in here. The weather is changing. The wind has been awful the last few days, and we're definitely tomorrow. It's going to be November already, so we're going to be down to two more months of the year 2021. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. We are on Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I believe we're on Odyssey as well. I have not mentioned that. Odyssey obviously turned. It was used to be radio app. Now it's Odyssey. For those of you who do not know that as well, just a little nugget there for you. Again, be aware of the TC recap coming up. It could be either one or two, depending on the sketching. Obviously, we got to get my co-host back on the podcast, Alex Aiden here. I know he'll have a lot of thoughts on this game, and of course, probably Texas Tech as well. So be on the lookout for that. You've been noticing a lot more coverage coming out here of K-State here on the Purple Project Podcast, and I'm glad I'm able to take a few minutes out of the busy schedule to report on some of this content. Go Cats! Happy Halloween! Be safe out there. Go Cats! The Purple Project Podcast continues.